This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Patients with terminal conditions, terminal illness, should have access to experimental treatment immediately that could potentially save their lives. People who are terminally ill should not have to go from country to country to seek a cure. I want to give them a chance right here at home. It's time for Congress to give these wonderful, incredible Americans the right to try.
All right, Jonathan E. Ward, this is a very exciting day here with you on the Sacred Fire of Liberty, because Donald Trump went on and said, we should have the right to try. This is something you've been intricately and intimately connected to, this movement, and it's happened at that level.
It's phenomenal. It's absolutely astounding. I never would have expected it. It came from the president's own lips in the State of the Union address. The idea that is fundamental, that if you are terminally ill, that the government ought not stand in your way in your attempt to get access to an experimental treatment, and that individuals should have a right, provided they can agree with the party that's making it, to access a drug, even if it hasn't been approved by the FDA, when all FDA-approved drugs are either proven to fail or are likely to fail in a particular case. In short, people should have control over their own biological destiny. And if they're adults, or if they're in the care of adults that are acting responsibly, there should be no limitation on their right to fight for survival. And, you know, this is something that Dr. Julian Whitaker started when the American Preventive Medical Association was still around, and then when it was replaced by the Alliance for Natural Health. It's something that Gretchen Dubow has championed year after year. It's something that Norm Singleton and I wrote into law, that Ron Paul put in the hopper time and again. It's something that I've been asked repeatedly to consult on about legislation that did this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something that several members have agreed to introduce each term, including this last term that Alliance for Natural Health has been backing. And so to see the President of the United States pick that is just extraordinary. And to see him champion it in the State of the Union address, you couldn't ask for anything more. This is a fantastic thing for those who are in dire need, who have no one to speak for them and have an agency, the federal government, the FDA, that has stood four square against their interests.
Yeah. This is a watershed moment. You know, we know that a Hillary Clinton and maybe even an establishment Republican wouldn't have taken it on. But, man, I'm giving Trump all the credit in the world for this. And I did not expect, just like you were probably surprised to hear this as well. Again, going back in your history, you have pushed it in the courts. You have pushed back against the FDA on it. You mentioned Julian Whitaker. You mentioned the Alliance for Natural Health as well. And to have somebody that is championing this issue at the highest level of the executive branch, Now, obviously, they have to have Congress to push it forward. The question is, even with the president finally coming out and going, yeah, this is an important issue, do you think that many people in Congress even know what this issue is all about?
Well, the president can tell his new FDA head, do my bidding on this and stand down.
Hmm.
People need access to an experimental drug, don't take enforcement action against them. As far as Congress is concerned, Congress needs to pass legislation to make sure that it's a statutory right for the terminally ill. And those bills have been written. Those bills are there. All they have to do is move the agenda. Hopefully, with the president now saying that's a priority, then Paul Ryan will cause it to leave the committee and go to a floor vote and get this thing going. I mean, it is extraordinary that we do not have in this country, for the people who need it the most, as Julian Whitaker said time and again, for those who are in the most dire of straits, who need their rights the most, the government takes them away in the form of the FDA. And that is an apt expression of what's going on here. All those patients trying to get treatment through Dr. Brzezinski that are denied access to that treatment because the FDA has a beef with Dr. Brzezinski, yet the treatment itself had proven in several instances to be either arrest progression of the tumors or to cure the patient. And sure, in 70% or so of the cases, in most instances, it didn't work, but in 30% of the cases, it did, which was a much higher success rate than 0% of success. So, I mean, people need to be able to fight for their lives. If their child is dying and the medical establishment says there's nothing we can do for them, what are they going to do? Just resign and let death happen, or are they going to fight? And if they're legally forbidden from fighting, it's a cruel and absolutely outrageous infringement of their right to life and their liberty rights,
mm-hmm.
because the government is making them foreclosing their opportunity to survive.
Sure, sure.
And so Trump gets it, and I'm just, my hat's off to the man. I mean, I really admire him for breaking the Washington establishment apart to make things that make sense happen and to roll back regulation that stands in the way of people's rights and blocks their ability to exercise their rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extraordinary thing.
Jonathan, what would be the next logical step here if this were adopted? Of course, you know, the liberty lover that I am, and you know, we're good buddies on these issues. The idea that we shouldn't have to wait till death's door to suddenly have a temporary freedom granted, a stay from slavery or limitations on freedom to say, well, if you're dying, okay, we're going to give this option to you. But what about if you're living and you don't want to ever be in a situation in a dire circumstance that you perceive is caused by certain things that the FDA approves of, and you want to try something that is a non-drug approach, experimental or not, right? Would that next be the thing we would push when, I guess, the acceptance of liberty or the recognition of the loss of liberty is enough that the American people demand a freedom returned to them that is so fundamental?
Well, ultimately, we're talking about freedom of informed consent at the basic level and the practice of medicine, recognizing that medicine is a practice. The fact that in the vast majority of cases, we do not have a complete answer in the field of medicine, and that indeed many areas outside of medicine vex those who are in the conventional establishment because they do present opportunities for treatment, for healing, that don't exist in the conventional establishment. So the point is that we need an open mind. We need to allow people the freedom to choose, but we also need to stop hucksters. And when we get down to it, it's freedom of informed consent. It's the free flow of health information
mm-hmm.
that will enable individuals to decide what is in their own best interests. If an individual wants to try a non-toxic alternative as a treatment, why shouldn't they be able to do that simply because it's categorized as a food or categorized as a dietary supplement? They should be able to access those things in the course of treating a disease. And if they're deceived, we can go after the parties that are deceiving them. If they're exercising choice based on full information and they're weighing the relative positives and negatives of having a drug treatment that's approved by FDA versus a reliance on a change in lifestyle, well, my goodness, let's let them have a change in lifestyle. And the medical community needs to open its mind. Conventional medical community needs to open its mind that, look, patients are now becoming sophisticated. The more information they have to call into question historic modalities that carried with them very toxic side effects, the more apt they are to choose alternatives. And those alternatives may be best for them. Certain instances, it may be the best. Some instances, it may not. But my goodness, we should be able to have control over our own biological destiny. So long as we are fighting for our own lives, we should be able to choose. If we have mental capacity to do so, we should be able to choose without any interference from anybody else.
If we are not able to do that, Jonathan, is it fair to say that we're living under a state of some form or degree of tyranny?
Of course we are. Mm-hmm. We have been. The modern state since the 1930s has vested in government the power to control what substances are deemed drugs, that is, anything deemed to be capable of treating, mitigating, or preventing a disease. That is an absurd result for this reason. It relies upon, necessarily, the drug companies to determine what the medical treatment paradigm is in the United States, and they have a financial interest in having substances that can be patented, primarily synthetic substances, be deemed the treatment. What we need instead is a paradigm that doesn't protect the drug industry, but protects the American people and allows them to access any information that is out there about the potential effect of something in a treatment of a disease, and to weigh the pluses and minuses of it with their health care providers, determining what course is best for them. A one-size-fits-all approach with a boot, a jackboot,
right,
on your neck and saying you've got to choose this or die, mm-hmm, is not, that's as barbaric as the Middle Ages. I mean, it's just, it is gruesome, and in an environment so rich with all this peer-reviewed literature and scientific debate related to methods of caring for people with different conditions, we need to open that up and get it out there and let people understand, mm-hmm, that there are various substances in the environment that can reduce their risk of contracting a disease, that can,
oh, yeah,
help them treat disease. A whole mindset needs to be inculcated into the public that, look, take responsibility for your own health and your own lives.
Jonathan,
otherwise, you'll be a victim.
Yeah, stand by. We're up on a break here. When we come back, I want to talk to Jonathan about how we would have a healthier country without an FDA. Yeah, I'm going to go all the way there. Jonathan Emord's with me, Sacred Fire of Liberty, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan E. Mord, my friend, emord.com. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. An auspicious, exciting day after the State of the Union this week, hearing that Donald Trump said, hey, I believe Americans should have the right to try, and he called everybody out on it. Now, you talked, Jonathan, about some issues regarding maybe, the hucksters out there, because that's the concern people have. Well, if you suddenly let people try stuff, they're going to get duped. I'm thinking, well, under an FDA, right now, as it's been for decades, we have statistically in the peer-reviewed literature, in the medical literature, evidence that shows that what the FDA approves of is the third leading cause of death. And if we acknowledge that, unless we don't care about human life, the sanctity of life, then we can kind of brush it aside and say it doesn't mean anything. But even without an FDA, are there not statutes, maybe on the federal level, but certainly on the state level, against fraud, right? That you wouldn't even need an FDA to protect the public.
Sure. The only thing the FDA has is a prior restraint, which has no effect on those interested in committing fraud. I mean, you can tell an honest person you can't talk about this entire subject, which they do,
yeah.
Which then causes suppression of truthful information. They sweep up the truthful information with the false information in that process. There is instead a scalpel approach that's very, very detailed, right to the point, and that is what the law is without the FDA, which is to say, if you commit fraud, you in an individual case will be prosecuted and punished. But we're not going to assume that you're going to commit fraud, and we're not going to assume that those who are innocent should somehow be restrained in order to catch someone who's guilty. when we know full well, wink and a nod from the FDA, that those who are interested in committing fraud are entirely unaffected by a prior restraint. They couldn't care less. They're intent on breaking the law anyway. So the regime, which is common in the administrative state, of imposing prior restraints that limit freedom should be abolished in favor of the good old-fashioned criminal law approach, which is you're innocent until proven guilty. If you commit the crime, we'll prosecute you for it.
Well, and that would be, I would think, a restraint, if you will, on massive amounts of fraud being conducted, because I believe the FDA is enabling the fraudsters to have free rein on the American people, and the punishment is a fine that these pharmaceutical companies get after you find out they were fraudulent and somehow marketing the product or even testing it to get it approved. At that point, the damage is done, but people are never made whole again. In fact,
well, the whole system is a fraud, the FDA yeah. system. Look, you've got the FDA does no independent testing of drugs or medical devices. Let me say that again. The FDA does no independent testing of safety or efficacy of drugs or medical devices. Instead, it relies entirely upon the party that makes the application for approval. In other words, it relies entirely on the party that has an economic interest in getting the drug or the device on the market to present the evidence of safety and efficacy. And those parties control the clinical trials that are done and the trials that are done for the medical devices and the drugs from beginning to end. And so it is often the case that the evidence is incomplete or insufficient. And medical reviewers at the FDA may squawk and balk about it, but here's an additional kicker. Congress has passed the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, which enables the drug industry to pay for the review of its own drugs and to pay the essentially all of the costs associated with that review, including the salaries of those who do the reviews. So that is a very corrupt system. That's called conflict of interest right and left.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a conflict of interest in the drug application process. You've got a conflict of interest by giving over the funding mechanisms to the industry itself. And you've got a conflict of interest with the after government employment. For many of these people who are in these positions, they leave the government, and within a very short period of time, they're back working for this industry mm-hmm. that they took care of as agents for the government. So the word is, if you're working at the FDA and you want a good future for yourself, you feather in the nests of those who are coming before you, and they'll take care of you later on.
Yes.
And that revolving door exists there. So this whole system is thoroughly corrupt, and it should be eliminated.
Eliminated,
but
exactly.
Congress is in cahoots with this, too.
You're right. You're very right. So, listen, we're up on another break. And, by the way, we just saw this recently with the CDC, not only in recent history when, in 2009, Julie Gerberding left to head up Merck's vaccine division, but now Barbara Fitzgerald, who had to resign because she, with conflicts of interest, bought lots of stock in tobacco companies and pharma companies, and they were promoting, certainly, the pharma vaccines. Back with Jonathan Nemord after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go. Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues here. Go to robertscottbell.com. Download all of the wonderful information that's available to you there and link up to Jonathan Ebord and all of his great books, including The Rise of Tyranny. You've got to learn all about the bureaucratic oligarchy if you're new to the program, and that's what we're speaking out against here for freedom and acknowledging Trump's big step to say, hey, I believe Americans should have the right to try. And that is an awesome big step, and that's where we are today. Also talking about dismantling the bureaucratic oligarchy, the regulatory state, which is a fraud from top to bottom, as Jonathan has revealed to us and has been, you know, interacting with for so long. And you have these federal bureaucracies like FDA attacking things that are basically harmless, causing no problem, and have become a choice like homeopathy for more and more Americans, and yet pretending, Scott Gottlieb recently, that they are the danger, disavowing knowledge somehow of their own approval of opioid drugs, just the way, Jonathan, you said, the drug companies basically fudge the data in such a way to say they aren't that addictive, they're going to be fine, and FDA bought it, hook, line, and sinker, of course, knowing that if they do, whoever did that would have a good job once they leave government. This is an evil, evil regulatory state.
It is. I can't tell you. It's unfortunate that you've got so many vested interests that are so well taken care of, and every interest seems to be taken care of except the interest of the American people. And in fact, to the extent that the drug company's interests collide with the public's interest, as in approval of unsafe drugs, and we can go through a litany of drugs that are unsafe that are out on the market, you know, you've got the FDA standing up for the industry. And there are very few people like Dr. David Graham who champion the release of the information as a whistleblower within the FDA, the associate director of FDA's Office of Drug Safety, that you know, have the courage to stand up like that. But nonetheless, it's just a situation where the industry controls the shots at the FDA.
Mm-hmm. And you have been doing battle with them quite successfully over the years, but also realizing that even if you get a court case win, the willingness of anybody outside of that win to push back on FDA in Congress, or having someone in the head of the executive branch that was favorable to deregulation like we have now. This is a unique time, a unique opportunity. I don't know how long it will last, Jonathan, and that's why I would continue to urge folks to communicate directly with the president. He seems to be active on the social media, and that's a positive thing, to hear your voice, and especially the outrage about what FDA has done to prevent. And obviously, he has to know about this for him to take that and put that in his speech, in his State of the Union speech.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I just think it's one of those extraordinary situations where a president is keenly aware of certain issues and has the courage to act on them despite a long history of inaction by Congress and by prior presidents.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it again and again. I think he's proven himself to be a person who has no qualms about calling a spade and standing up for what is right. He said he was going to shake up Washington, and I think this is a perfect example of him shaking up Washington. He's got the drug industry at once freaking out because they only want substances out there for treatment of disease that are FDA approved because they control the FDA, and it's an anti-competitive regime. So now he's saying, don't go through the FDA, you should be able to get access directly. It shocks the agency because the agency wants to perform that role because it's in its economic self-interest to do it. So he's shaking things up, and I hope he sticks with this. There's going to be a lot of flack that comes back from very powerful people, but I don't think it's going to affect him. He knows what's right on this, and he's going to stand by it, I suspect.
Yeah. Jonathan, other than our discussion about the recent threatened attack through the guidance documents that we talked about last week, and it was great insight that you have on that for against homeopathy specifically, have you been approached by the industry or any companies, and you don't have to name them if so, to address this through the courts or to strategically move forward and make sure that homeopathy is not removed from the marketplace?
Yeah, we have been, and we are working on this, and hopefully you know, there'll be no action taken by the FDA in the end, so we'll see. This is another one that, if you can get the ear of the president, as I mentioned,
yes,
this is one that he should shut down.
Yeah, there's no way he would support this. And I have a sense that his wife, Melania, and the way they treat their son, Barron, is more holistically inclined than just about any first lady in recent memory. So there's a lot within the family, I think, that would be aware of this and how outrageous it would be to shut down a legally recognized system of medicine. Now, if we go back to the dawn of the FDA, and I guess in its modern incarnation, what What enumerated power on the federal level granted them the ability to create this oligarchy that violates the separation of powers?
Well, it really is a case of in the midst of the Depression, the central government acquired unto itself vast new powers, creating the alphabet soup agencies, resulting in a threatened court packing plan that caused a number of the justices to either quit or change their vote. They were defending the Constitution, which had within it and has within it provisions that are designed to prevent precisely this sort of thing. They have been interpreted as delegations of power outside of Congress that were not allowed by the Constitution. And under the Delegation of Powers Doctrine, there were other doctrines that were used to restrain power. Those fell by the wayside through the court packing plan, the change of interpretation, which just ushered in full legal defense for the administrative state. And so no administrative agency since that time has ever been held unconstitutional, despite the fact that the delegations of power have been extraordinary by Congress, giving executive, legislative, and judicial power over specific spheres exclusively to agencies outside of Congress, with the effect being that in the end, now the vast majority of laws not created by those we elect, as mm-hmm. the Constitution designates, but by the unelected heads of these agencies who rule with total lack of accountability. They're largely unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, and the American people. Their individual actions go by and result in severe consequences for industry and for individuals, resulting in deprivation of property and of liberty. And in some instances, as in the instance where the FDA steps in, of life.
Yes.
And there's no accountability for these things. There's no accountability for the action of the FDA commissioner when he says or she says this person may not have access to this experimental drug. That person who may be dying is not denied, is not given access to a drug that could save their lives. There are lethal consequences to these decisions.
Oh, yes. Now, Jonathan, let's talk dad to dad here. You know, I got two kids. You got kids. Do you teach your kids about going through life with no accountability?
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly we as parents instruct our children on the need to be responsible for their behavior and the need to take steps that ensure that they're accountable and treat their fellow man with decency and respect. When the government is given license to do the opposite, which has been the case with the administrative state,
yes,
you have farmers that have water accumulating on one part of their farmland in certain times of the year, and the federal government declaring their farm a wetland and ordering them not to harvest crops, not plant crops, and to preserve and protect that wetland when we're talking about a foot or two of water that spans an acre of a farm. And you have these situations with the EPA where they have regulatory wetlands where suddenly someone is building a new home in a community with all these other homes around it, and then the EPA shows up and says, you're being fined at X amount of money every single day for your construction activity. They say, what are you talking about? This is zoned residential, and I'm just building a house here. And they say, no, you can't do that because we determined a few months ago, without any public notice, by the way, that the lake that's nearby your property creates a regulatory wetland, and you can't build anything. No more construction is allowed in this area. It's that kind of nonsense. People being told they have a butcher shop. They're told by one agency you have to put in a tile floor. They're told by another agency that protects workers that you must put in a rubber floor, or otherwise workers will slip on the tile floor. Two agencies charge and fine the company. It's this kind of nonsense that has become the ordinary circumstance for the regulatory state to just trench, stamp out people's liberties,
right,
to pursue an agenda that's driven by politics.
So, Jonathan, what are you doing? I get back to the parent thing, to ensure that your kids are raised knowing these things, because I don't believe maybe a handful of schools in this country certainly not government schools, public schools, but maybe even private, that actually teach the kind of history we've explored briefly here today with you, you know, on the Depression era, power grab, acquisition of new powers that were never, never enumerated in the Constitution, for instance.
Well, in addition to explaining American history to my kids are at a school, which is an extraordinary private school, and they have the great benefit of being taught well and taught in all the subjects well, and that's just a luxury that I have. I wish the public schools would teach history with respect for this nation and its achievements, yeah, rather than disdain for it. So many teachers across this country bash the United States and celebrate those who bash the United States, and this is reprehensible. At root, every child should understand the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States and the battles that were fought to bring that about, and the struggles that have been fought to retain those rights and to ensure that those rights have transcended to the American people in regardless of race or gender. But what they need not hear, as far as I'm concerned, when they don't even understand the basics, is some polemic, modern polemic, about how awful this country has been to one country or another, or to its people. Fundamentally, for kids, for going through grade schools,
yes,
they need to understand, as they do not, the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. They don't necessarily have to have a legal understanding
detail. We got to take a break here. I love this line of discussion because I'm concerned investing in our future here in this country. If we don't teach these kids, we're lost before we begin. Folks, we got another segment, Sacred Fire of Liberty, continuing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go, Jonathan. I love where we're going today. This is so important. I've got my kids that are growing. Your kids are growing. And I'm thinking we've got to expose them to the concepts of liberty, the historical perspectives on it, and then how that weaves into the fabric of what is the United States, not what it's become necessarily because of a lack of, real education in it. And as I said, homeschooling is ideal. You could pick up the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum, which goes into these things. But not many private schools, like you mentioned, I'm looking at one for my daughter to go through the next 5 years, that do embrace these concepts and really teach them. My son did learn the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, although he's learned a lot at home, too. And I'm urging all of our listeners who have kids or grandkids, if the schools aren't doing it, please take it up on your own self to do this, because otherwise they're going to say, well, I learned it from government. What did you learn? How to be dependent, how to be a slave, how to live in tyranny. I don't think that's the right lesson.
Well, I agree. You've got to understand the basics. You have to understand where we come from and our foundation before you get to the point of debate. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that debate should be a part of schooling. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I'm just saying in the grade school levels. But I'm just saying that before you get to this extensive polemic, which consumes the entire class in an attack on our country, you should know what our country stands for, its founding documents, and why it is that those documents exist, how it is historically that it came to pass. I believe that people should teach this with a degree of reverence, mm-hmm. because they could only open their mouths in the first place and articulate any comment because these documents protect their rights to do so. And every other country that they may celebrate, like, for example, some theocratic dictatorship in the Middle East or some communist country or some country that's communist in south of the United States, in those countries, you have no freedom to articulate any dissent. And that's a fundamental right that if we allow it to be extinguished because of ignorance by not teaching children that this is a precious right, they you know, they end up embracing totalitarianism and tyranny simply because they're too ignorant to comprehend. They're giving away all of their their freedom in the process.
Jonathan, I love this. And, you know, with my son, who was taught in his formative middle school years by a woman who was a Cuban immigrant when she was a child, and they love liberty. They know what it's like to live under communism. But she would make the kids, including my son, who loves liberty like we do. He's very passionate about it. She would actually make them argue from the other perspective so that they would actually delve deep into the basis or lack of basis for these other systems. And again, that's why debate is healthy. But unless you have the foundation to engage in debate, you have no earthly idea what you're communicating, much less, you know, how it can context, whether it be historical or otherwise. So for me, I'm with you 100%. I want these schools to engage in the methods of teaching that will facilitate critical thinking skills, which I think our young people have lost by and large at this point.
Well, that's right. At the university level, we've got an epidemic of intolerance that is just polluting the entire universe and is encouraged by very far-left members of the faculty. People need to understand that debate is what education is all about at the collegiate level. It certainly is something that should be encouraged, and people should do so in an environment of respect for dissenting viewpoints. Now, there shouldn't be disruption of classes, and there shouldn't be disruption of ingress and egress to buildings and so forth, but in accordance with appropriate time, place, and manner restrictions, there should be allowance for views to be expressed, and kids should be encouraged to listen to views that differ from their own.
Yes.
That's the way we learn. That's the way we educate ourselves about the, first of all, if you wish to have a position, and you're clinging to one position, you had better well listen to the opposition views concerning that and all of the arguments associated with it if you wish to have a sophisticated defense. You really have a sophomoric view of the world if you think that the only way to deal with opposition views is to shout them down and kick them out.
Well, and that's why we've got a nation of wimps and wussies on the political left at this point. Yes, I said that because they're unwilling to engage in the discussion and the debate at a fundamental principled level where they might be able to make a point or two. Maybe not, but right now it's all about shouting or basically suppressing speech that seemingly offends them because they disagree with it. Lord knows they don't even know why they disagree with it. So, Jonathan, what a great Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. I've truly enjoyed our time together today, as always.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure.
Well, folks, remember, the power to heal and engage in discussion of an intellectual variety is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.